I like sardines. I've liked them ever since my dad gave me some from a can of sardines that he bought, and we ate them together. The problem is there's just not much to them. They're very small little fish. Listen to what Jesus did with two small little fish like sardines. John chapter 6, verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on those that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great crowd come unto him, he said unto Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to test him, for he knew himself what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 denarii of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, There's a lad here, he has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. You see, they were small fishes. There was a small boy there, a small lad. His mother had packed his lunch. We might call those loaves muffins. They were not very big. Barley was the poorest of the grain. And it was a meal for a poor person, 2 little fish and some barley loaves. But in the hands of Jesus, what this small boy had fed the multitude. I think there's a lesson here for us today. Bring whatever we have and place it in the hands of Jesus today, and work today with what we have. Let Jesus take today the resources that we have, give them to him, and let's see what we can do with them and how they can be multiplied in his hands. Not worrying about tomorrow or what our ministry is going to be next year or in the next 10 years, but how can we enrich the kingdom of God today with the little that we have when it's placed in Jesus' hands? Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the miracle that Jesus performed on that day, where he fed 5,000 men and their families with 5 little barley muffins and 2 sardines. It is truly amazing what Jesus has done in my life with what I presented to him. I pray that you would take whatever I have, Lord, and bless it, and help me to use it to build the kingdom of heaven today. Not worrying about the future, not worrying about years off, but about today. In Jesus' name, amen.